Joshua chapter 4, verse 20. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Israel, you recall, is on the verge of entering the promised land. They're walking toward fields flooded with water, and torrential river, impassable. And yet, as they keep their eye on the Ark of the Covenant, those fields dry up. The river stops far upstream where they can't even see it, and they enter the promised land. How their hearts sang with joy. Lips trembled thanks. Eyes welled with water. And the Lord directed them to stop right there and build a monument. Build a monument to remember all that the Lord has done for us. You and I also have to deal with the muck of our sin, the rivers of tribulation, the valley of the shadow of death. And so how important it is that we also build monuments. Build monuments that help us to remember what the Lord has done for us. For too easily, in that valley, the valley of shadows, we get stuck in the muck. We get overwhelmed by the rivers and the raging torrents. But these monuments are continual reminders. They reminded Israel, keep your eye on the ark. They remind us, keep your eye on the cross. For Jesus, with His cross and with His cross alone, are we brought through that muck of our sin. Jesus has stopped the judgment on our sin 2,000 miles upstream from us, where it cannot touch us, and has brought us thus into the land of our hopes and prayers. Shall not our hearts sing songs? Lips tremble thanks? Eyes well with water? And so Jesus directs us to stop and build a monument. Luke 22. This do in remembrance of me. John 16. Remember what I have told you. Revelation 2, remember your first love. Remember how you have received and heard. And hold it fast and repent, lest I come and take your lampstand out of its place. Jesus' passion history, His suffering for you and me, is the monument, then, that we build to remember what Jesus has done for me, for you. For without Him, how can we escape the raging torrent of accusations that sweep down upon us, not just from our own conscience, but from the justice of God? And what are we going to do about death? Can we just say, oh, I'm just going to go around death, I'll skirt it, or fly over the top and avoid it? But Jesus stepped into that valley of the shadow of death in our place. The raging torrents of God's wrath on our sin swept upon Him. Wave after wave beat upon Him in that enduring the God-forsakenness in our place. Because of Jesus' passion history, you and I can go into the very valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. For He is with you. And He has given you the certain and clear path into the promised land. This monument then calls us to remember all that Jesus endured for you. Though Israel was standing in the earthly promised land, they, like us, were still in enemy territory. And it was a situation that was an ideal for an ambush by their enemies. They could swoop down from the hills surrounding Israel, and Israel's retreat was cut off by the river. Plain common sense then suggested that certainly before they stopped there, they needed to reach secure ground and fortify it. And then, after those things are taken care of, they could come back and build a monument. But God declared, "Build it now." His declaration reminds us that it is our own failure to remember that is our greatest enemy. Like Israel, too easily, you and I also think, well, there are certain other things in my life I've got to take care of right now. I'll do that, God's word, later. I've got to make certain things secure. I have some more important things to do. God's declaration, stop here and build a monument, calls us also to recognize that our greatest enemy is our own failure to remember. The failure to remember this in our heart is what causes complacency. The loss of our first love, the compromise of the truth, the accommodation of our flesh, the denial of our Lord Jesus Christ. So remember to keep your eye on the cross. For it's in Him that we have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of your sins. It's in Christ, in His cross. You have obtained the inheritance. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Conclude with 179.